Chapter 7, Firm Belief and Perfect Reliance on Allah. Allah the Exalted says, And when the believers saw Al-Ahzab, the confederates, they said, This is what Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, had promised us. And Allah and His Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, had spoken the truth, and it only added to their faith and to their submissiveness to Allah. 33:22. Those, i.e. believers, unto whom the people, hypocrites, said, Verily, the people, pagans, have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith, and they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. So they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm touched them, and they followed the good pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. 3:173-174. And put your trust, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, in the ever-living one who dies not. 25:58. And in Allah alone let the believers put their trust. 14:11. Then, when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. 3:159. And whosoever puts his trust in Allah, then He will suffice him. 65:3. The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts. And when His verses, this Quran, are recited unto them, they, i.e. the verses, increase their faith, and they put their trust in their Rabb alone. 8:2. 74. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, I was shown the past nations. I saw a prophet who had a very small group, less than 10 in total with him, another prophet who was accompanied by only one or two men, and some did not have even one. Suddenly, I was shown a huge crowd, and I thought that they were my ummah, but I was told, This is Musa, Moses, and his people. But look towards the other side. I looked and beheld a great assemblage. I was told, These are your people, and amongst them there are 70,000 who shall enter Jannah without being taken to account or torment. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, stood up and went into his apartment, and the companions began to guess who may be those people who would enter Jannah without any accounting or torment. Some said, Probably they are the ones who kept company with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. Others said, Probably they are the ones who have been born as Muslims and have never associated anyone with Allah in worship. Then Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, came out and asked, What are you discussing? So they told him. He then said, They are those who do not make ruqya, blowing over themselves after reciting the Quran or some prayers and supplications the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say, nor seek it, nor perceive omens. For instance, they are not pessimistic, but keep trust in their Rabb, Allah. On this, Okasha bin Mehsan stood up and asked, Pray to Allah to make me one of them. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, You are one of them. Then another man stood up and asked the same thing. The Prophet, peace be upon him, answered, Okasha has surpassed you. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith mentions the importance of faith in Allah, inducement for having trust in Him, and the distinction of people who have these qualities. 2. Although the practice of blowing over someone after reciting the Quran or supplications of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and medical treatment are permissible, but they who avoid them because of their extreme trust in Allah and save themselves from bad omen enjoy a distinguished position. 3. These conditions of various communities were shown to the Prophet, peace be upon him, in dreams, for the dreams of the prophets reflect the truth, or by means of revelation, or he had witnessed them in the event of Isra, the night journey of the Prophet, peace be upon him. 4. The followers of the Prophet, peace be upon him, exceed the followers of other prophets in number. 75. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to supplicate, O Allah, to you I have submitted, and in you do I believe, and in you I put my trust, to you do I turn, and for you I argued. O Allah, I seek refuge with you through your power. There is none worthy of worship except you alone, that you safeguard me against going astray. You are the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists, the one who never dies, whereas human beings and jinn will all die. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said, when Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, was thrown into the fire, he said, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. So did the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was told, a great army of the pagans had gathered against him, so fear them. But this warning only increased him and the Muslims in faith, and they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Even in the worst circumstances, one should always have faith and trust in Allah. 77. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, a group of people, both men and women, whose hearts will be like the hearts of birds, will enter Jannah. Muslim. It has been interpreted that such people are those who put their trust in Allah. Another interpretation is that these people are tender-hearted. Commentary. 1. Excellence of trust in Allah and kindness of heart are most valuable qualities because both of them are means to enter Jannah. 2. One should not worry much about one's food and means of subsistence. In fact, people should have the heart like birds who do not collect to keep in reserve anything and go out every morning in search of food and return to their nests fully satiated. This advice is repeated in another hadith to the effect that when birds leave their nests in the morning, they are hungry, but when they come back, their stomachs are full and they do not need any more food. 78. Jabir radiyallahu anhu reported, I went in an expedition along with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the direction of Najd. When Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, returned, I also returned with him. Then the midday sleep overtook us in a valley full of prickly shrubs. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, got down, and the people scattered around seeking shade under the trees. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, hung up his sword on the branch of a tree. We were enjoying a sleep when the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, called us, and lo, there was a desert Arab Bedouin near him. He, peace be upon him, said, this man brandished my sword over me while I was asleep. I woke up and saw it in his hand unsheathed. He asked, who will protect you from me? I replied, Allah, thrice. He did not punish him and sat down. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In another narration, Jabir radiyallahu anhu said, we accompanied the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in the campaign of Dhat al-Riqa. We left the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to take rest under a shady tree. One of the polytheists came to him. The sword of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was hanging on a tree. He drew it and said, are you afraid of me? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, no. Then he said, who will then protect you from me? Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied, Allah. And in a narration of Abu Bakr al-Ismaili, the polytheist asked, who will protect you from me? The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied, Allah. As soon as he said this, the sword fell down from his hand, and the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, catching the sword, asked him, who will protect you from me? He said, please forgive me. Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, on condition you testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and that I am his messenger. He said, no, but I promise you that I shall not fight against you, nor shall I be with those who fight with you. The Prophet, peace be upon him, let him go. He then went back to his companions and said, I have come to you from one of the best of mankind. Commentary. Besides the Prophet's habit of pardoning and gracious attitude, this hadith mentions his utmost trust in Allah. It tells that one who has trust in Allah is helped by him. Later on, the Bedouin mentioned in the hadith embraced Islam. The Battle of Dhatu Rekah, which took place in the sixth year of the Hijrah due to intense heat and lack of footwear, the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, wrapped their feet with pieces of cloth, and for this reason it was called War of Patches of Cloth, Dhatu Rekah. Some scholars have also given a different reason for this name. 79. Umar, Raziallah Anhu, said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, If you all depend on Allah with due reliance, He would certainly give you provision as He gives it to birds who go forth hungry in the morning and return with full belly at dusk. At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Trust in Allah does not mean that one should not give any importance to material resources. What it really means is that along with their due importance, one should have full trust in Allah. Without His will, material resources are to no avail. But nevertheless, it is necessary to have material resources because their procurement is also ordained by Him. Birds do not keep sitting in their nests for food, but fly out in search of it. 80. Al-Bara bin Azib, Raziallah Anhu, said, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, asked me to recite whenever I go to bed. O Allah, I have submitted myself to you. I have turned my face to you, entrusted my affairs to you, and committed my back to you, out of desire for you and fear of you, expecting your reward and fearing your punishment. There is no refuge and no place of safety from you, but with you. I believe in the book you have revealed and in the prophet you have sent. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said that if anyone recited these words and died that night, he would die in true religion. In case he remains alive till morning, he will obtain good. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In another narration, he reported the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as saying, If you go to bed, perform the salah, wudu, lie down on your right side, and say the above dua, supplication, and let these words be your last. Commentary. It is better to make wudu before going to sleep. Similarly, it is also meritorious to recite the invocation mentioned in the hadith before one goes to bed, because it is a prayer for the renewal of Islam and faith and request for grant of peace and security. 81. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Raziallah Anhu, said, When Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and I were in the cave of Thar, and I saw the feet of the polytheists who were above us at the mouth of the cave on the eve of the emigration, I submitted, O Messenger of Allah, if one of them were to look down below his feet, he would see us. He, peace be upon him, said, O Abu Bakr, what do you think of two whose third is Allah? Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This incident occurred when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was emigrating from Mecca to Al-Madina with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Raziallah Anhu. The disbelievers had announced a huge reward for their arrest, for which people were searching them wildly. In the course of their search, some of them reached the mouth of the cave of Thar, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr, Raziallah Anhu, were staying for refuge and rest. This hadith describes the valor, fearlessness, and unlimited confidence and trust of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in Allah. It also indicates how Allah helps His favorites. See verse 40, 51 of the Quran in this regard. 82. Umm Salama, Raziallah Anha, reported, Whenever the Prophet, peace be upon him, stepped out of his house, he would say, I go forth, I begin with the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from leaving or being led astray, or again slipping or being caused to slip, or doing injustice or being done injustice, or doing wrong or having wrong done to me. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi reported it. According to At-Tirmidhi, this hadith is classified as Hasan Sahih. Its wording is from Abu Dawud. 83. Anas, Raziallah Anhu, reported, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Whoever says upon leaving his house, I begin with the name of Allah, I trust in Allah, there is no altering of conditions, but by the power of Allah, it will be said to him, You are guided, defended, and protected. The devil will go far away from him. Abu Dawud, At-Tirmidhi, and An-Nasai. Abu Dawud reported it with this addition. One devil will say to another, "How can you deal with a man who has been guided, defended, and protected?" Commentary. The prayer quoted in this hadith shows the importance of confidence and trust in Allah and request for security against the mischief of Satan. 84. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, "There were two brothers in the days of the Prophet, peace be upon him. One of them used to attend the Prophet's circle to acquire knowledge, and the other used to earn their living. Once the latter complained to the Prophet, peace be upon him, against the former for not earning his living. He, peace be upon him, replied, 'Perhaps you are being provided because of him.'" At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith evidently shows that it is permissible and desirable to devote oneself or make someone else to devote himself for religious knowledge. Such students of religious knowledge should not be considered a burden. Similarly, one should also not ignore those students and scholars who are devoted to such knowledge, because Allah makes their help a means of increasing the donor's sources of subsistence.